President Emmanuel Macron has widened his lead over his far-right challenger Marine Le Pen, but she's hoping a low turnout could tip the balance in her favor. That has France's allies, including the US, worried. Macron raised the issue of Le Pen's ties to Russia's Vladimir Putin in the candidates' debate this week.
Parce que vous dépendez du pouvoir russe.
You're dependent on Russia. You're dependent on Putin, he said, referring to her party's loan from a Russian bank.
Je suis une femme absolument et totalement libre.
She denied the charge, saying, I am a totally free woman. Le Pen has also said she wants to rethink relations with the US.
The Biden administration, considering its program, its agenda, would not be happy to work with Marine Le Pen on redrafting the bilateral relationship with France.
In the gritty Parisian suburb of Saint-Denis, voters we spoke to were divided on whom to choose, but united in their disappointment with Macron and their mistrust of Le Pen, whose anti-Muslim, anti-immigration policies worry them. Farida says she'll vote for Macron. She says Le Pen is racist and wants to make wearing a Muslim headscarf in public illegal. Mehdi says young French people don't understand how extreme Le Pen's politics really are. He's tempted to vote for her just so they see her in action.
Almost 30% of voters say they're still not sure if they'll even cast a ballot. If enough of them stay home, the race could be far tighter than the final polls suggest.